Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll take a musical trip to San Francisco, look ahead, celebrate the birthdays of Harry Link and Franklin Bauer, and express some sympathy. Last week, on January 21st, back in 1789, The Power of Sympathy, widely considered to be the first American novel, was published anonymously in Boston by Isaiah Thomas. It was author William Hill Brown's first novel and is based on a well-known local New England scandal. We covered this sympathy topic several years ago, but here it is with a different set of songs, beginning with the Hi-Hatters.
Sympathizes great. What a soothing man is sympathetic dance. empathetic Dan. That tender-hearted man does everything he can to please a girl. He's proven such a friend to tired businessmen. He calls upon neglected wives and brightens up their weary lives. He's kind-hearted when they start to weep. He's so kind-hearted, he rocks them off to sleep. Such tender care he'll use, he never leaves a bruise. What a soothing man is Sympathetic Dan. Now Sympathetic Dan, that tender-hearted man, does everything he can to please a girl. If a lady takes a fright most any time at night, just call him up to sympathize, and when he comes you'll be surprised. He's kind-hearted, he's the girl's delight. He's so kind-hearted, he's kept busy every night. He takes them old and bent and he gives them 10%. What a soothing man is Sympathetic Dan. Why Sympathetic Dan, that tender-hearted man, does the best he can to please a girl. Some say he likes them young and green, not over 17. Yet he called upon a poor old maid, and when he left, her rent was paid. He's kind-hearted, like a loving boy. He's so kind-hearted, he spreads a lot of joy. He has a certain vim, the ladies cry for him. A girl who calls in tears, he sends away in cheers. He warns them when they're not, and he cools them when they're hot. What a soothing man is Sympathetic Dan.
Thank you.
From November 2nd, 1931, the Peter Van Steeden Orchestra with I Can Sympathize With You. Taking the vocal honors was Smith Ballou, whose birthday was last week, January 21st in 1902. Before that, it was Ethel Waters with Sympathetic Dan, featuring Bill Benford and Horace Holmes with Pearl Wright on piano. That Columbia recording is from July 28, 1925. Sympathetic Dan was written by Leon Flatow and Henry Creamer, who is incorrectly identified on the label as Creamer. We started off with the Hi-Hatters, the Victor Studio Band, directed by Leonard Joy, and So Sympathetic, recorded February 4, 1930. So Sympathetic was composed by Harry Archer, and there are words which are written by Gus Kahn. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. A couple of weeks ago, I played Happiness Ahead by Dick Powell as part of a Happiness set. Listener Joe wrote asking to hear the version by the Pickens Sisters. I don't think listener Joe would mind my letting you know that he's actually my friend Joe Bosom, who is the amazing artistic talent behind many stomp-off album covers and a number of Rivermont CD, LP, and 78 covers, including the Shannon Quartet CD, for which yours truly wrote the liner notes. And I certainly hope Joe's been slated to do the artwork for my current Rivermont project around Sam Lennon. Listeners to KISL hear a portion of this record every week in promos for the show. It's one of my favorite records, and for Joe and you, here it is in its lovely entirety.
I drive gloom from the place, and I'm one step ahead of my shadow. I got that sun in my brain. I can outrun that old devil if life is just a race, and I'm one step ahead of my shadow. I got that sun in my face. I'm the sort of person who goes around rehearsing great big smile all day long. If you'd like to know why I give cares to go by, I've taught my heart to sing a song. There just isn't a trouble that a smile can't erase, and I'm one step ahead of my shadow. I've got the sun in my face.
In here, we paid for our birth and want rest. Love never would set a man with a child as he funneled it close to his breast. Where is his mother? Go take it to her, this lady then softly said. I wish that I could, was a man's sad reply, but she's dead in the coach ahead. While the train rolled onward, a husband sat in tears, thinking of the happiness of just a few short years. For baby's face brings pictures of a cherished hope that's dead. But baby's cries keep waking her in the baggage coach ahead. While the train rolls on,
wish that record were in better shape. Vernon Dalhart, recording for Victor on March 19, 1925, with In the Baggage Coach Ahead. I was unfamiliar with that record or the song's other recorded versions until I happened across it preparing for this segment. It was first recorded by Steve Porter around 1899, but over the next quarter century by many others, including Arthur Fields, Carson Robison, Frank Luther, Fiddlin' John Carson, and even Kate Smith. Dalhart himself also recorded it for Edison, Columbia, Pathé, Banner, and Jeanette, and it was released on many of their associated labels, some under pseudonyms. The vocal trio on that recording consisted of Elliot Shaw, Franklin Bauer, and Wilfred Glenn, all of whose names I'm sure you recognize because they were all members of the Shannon Quartet. In the Baggage Coach Ahead was written in 1896 by African-American songwriter Gussie L. Davis, born in Dayton, Ohio on December 3, 1863. Supposedly, the incident on the train described in the song actually took place. The Sheboygan Press newspaper of December 12, 1935, says the body in the baggage coach ahead was that of Mrs. Nettie Klapmeyer of Kansas City, who was being taken east for burial, and that Gussie Davis was a porter on board the train. Before Vernon Dalhart, it was Hawaiian guitar wizard Casey Bill Weldon with Go Ahead, Buddy, from around 1937. Will Weldon was born July 10, 1909, in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, and the Casey refers to his musical ties to Kansas City. After Carlton Kuhn of Kuhn Sanders' original Nighthawk Orchestra died on May 4, 1932, Joe Sanders managed to keep the band going for a while, but in 1935 he formed his own group, Joe Sanders Nighthawks. We heard them from June 20, 1936, with I'm One Step Ahead of My Shadow. That was written by Sammy Kahn and Saul Chaplin. Pianist Saul Chaplin met violinist Sammy Kahn while they were both playing in the same orchestra, and the pair produced nearly 500 songs, beginning with their first, Shake Your Head From Side to Side. We began looking ahead with the Pickens sisters, Helen, Georgia, and Patty, and their orchestra, with Happiness Ahead from October 11, 1934. The sisters were born in Atlanta, Georgia between 1910 and 1914, and they were very popular on radio, in clubs and theaters, and were even in some films until the mid-30s, when Helen and Patty got married and the act broke up. Georgia returned to show business in 1948 as Jane Pickens. Yesterday, January 25th, marked the birth in 1896 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, of Harry Linke. You may know him better as songwriter Harry Link. He studied business but had published songs to his credit by his late teens, and in 1914 he co-wrote Along Came Ruth with Irving Berlin. With Dorothy Dick, he wrote I Hate to Leave You Now, and the two were later married and collaborated extensively into the 1930s, when he turned more to the business side of music publishing. He died July 5, 1956, in New York City. Here are three from the pen of Harry Link.
Thank you. cause every girl he gets some love and attention. But pity me, cause all I'm ever getting is tootly doo 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 from my sweetheart. Never knew I could be so blue. If it comes around to make my poor brain hum, while my heart is beating like a big bass drum, but instead of smacking lips, he tries to snap his thumb with his tootly doo 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 doo. He can't live on tootly doo 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 doo.
Was also recorded by Irving Aronson and his Commanders, Ben Selvin's Knickerbockers, and Lee Morse and her Bluegrass Boys. But there you heard Harry Link's Hoodly Doody Doo Doo by Art Kahn and his Orchestra of Chicago, who recorded it for Columbia on July 28, 1926. The vocalist is unidentified, but he does a good job of navigating the Roy Turk lyrics at a pretty fast clip. Before that was Link's tune Red Nose Pete, performed by Ted Weems and his orchestra on June 9, 1924. That was an instrumental, but there are lyrics which were written by Max C. Friedman, who also brought us Someday I'll Make You Glad, In the Heart of a Fool, Jealous of You, and Daddy's Wonderful Pal. That was Nat Shilkret in the Victor Orchestra on February 14, 1930, with Frank Luther singing the Fats Waller and Andy Rizaf lyrics. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. Last week, January 24th, marked the birth in 1904 in Brooklyn, New York, of tenor Franklin Bauer, B-A-U-R. His singing career began in 1923 as soloist at the Park Avenue Baptist Church in New York, and that same year he joined the Shannon Quartet and made his first solo recording for the Victor Talking Machine Company. He recorded duets, beginning with fellow Shannon Quartet member Elliot Shaw, and by 1926 he was recording for about a dozen labels, including the Big Three, Victor, Columbia, and Brunswick. In 1925, the Shannon Quartet also began using the name The Revelers and toured Europe, and Bauer sang with the group until March of 1927, when they used the name Merrymakers on a Brunswick Hour of Music broadcast on the NBC Blue radio network. Bauer was in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1927, and he was the original voice of Firestone, beginning with that program's first broadcast on December 3, 1928. He stayed with Firestone until May of 1930. His last recording was for Victor on September 27, 1929. After studying voice in Paris for more than a year, he gave a recital at Town Hall in New York City in 1933, after which he retired from singing while still in his 20s. He died in February of 1950 in the same house in which he was born. Here's Franklin Bauer.
Thank you. the blues away. When cares pursue ya, hallelujah, get you through the darkest day. Now there's Satan lying awaiting, and he's creating skies of gray. But hallelujah, hallelujah, helps to shoo the clouds away.
Thank you. I'm cast aside and I'm heartsick and worn. I'm leaving today, I'm sad and blue. Won't stand in your way, there's somebody new. Through with me, I was dazed when you said it. The book's no good when once you have read it. Goodbye, dear, you told me to go.
Franklin Bauer with Roger Wolf Kahn and his Hotel Biltmore Orchestra, November 19, 1925, and You Told Me to Go. You Told Me to Go was written by Edward Sedgwick, Henry R. Cohen, and Abe Lyman. Before that, it was Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra with Jack Yellen and Milton Ager's Forever, recorded October 1, 1928. We began our tribute to Franklin Bauer with Cass Hagen, who had his own residency at the Park Central Hotel before Ben Pollock. That was Hallelujah from April 13, 1927. Hallelujah was from the musical Hit the Deck and was composed by Vincent Humans with the lyrics by Clifford Gray and Leo Robin. Back in 2009, I had a San Francisco segment slated for the show, but it never quite got on the air. So we're going to remedy that right now. Residents of San Francisco hate the word Frisco, but it's hard to avoid in vintage music. So here, with apologies to the good citizens of San Francisco, are the Georgians.
Road as I go my way. How I I love your smiling faces and those great big open spaces. Frisco Bay, hey, 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 spread the news on every street and byway. Here I go banging straight right through that golden gate on my way to San Francisco Bay.
Monday morning by the Golden Gate. Here's Chicago where I changed my train. Now we're heading for the coast again. I've got that goodbye Broadway, hello Farrell Street pain. I'm gonna be so merry when I cross the Oakland Ferry to the foot of Maine. Just got enough for my food and fare. I'd be broke when I get there, but I don't care. Everybody's my pal, I've got those San Francisco blues.
We begin that San Francisco segment with the Georgians, January 14, 1927, in Frisco Bay. The vocalist was Johnny Morris. Next, it was Billy James Dance Orchestra, credited on the label of that Banner 78 as the Six Black Diamonds, and I've Got the San Francisco Blues. That recording was made April 16, 1929, and I've Got the San Francisco Blues was written by Halsey K. Moore, M-O-H-R. We finished up with Johnson's Jazz Blues, J-A-S-S, composed by Arnold Johnson, and recorded for Edison on June 10, 1917. So what does Johnson's Jazz Blues have to do with San Francisco? Well, it was performed there by the Frisco Jazz Band. Again, J-A-S-S. Arnold Johnson was pianist in the group, and in the early 1920s he made records for Brunswick under his own name. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.